up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you here this evening, it's Ian.
Pete. And Mark.
Pete is with us from libertyontour.com, but now more so copblock.org. Liberty on Tour is definitely still an important website and one worth visiting.
But not touring as much.
Right. The tour is on hold, at least at the moment. It's on a stop in Keene, New Hampshire for the foreseeable future. And, of course, Pete, always good to have you on the show. Allie is down, and she's normally here on Friday night. She's down in Alabama for this week. So 855-450-FREE. We'll talk more about CopBlock and what you guys are up to and what's going on with the website and all that here in a little bit. And, of course, want to talk to you guys, you the listener, that is, at 855-450-FREE. You can bring up absolutely anything you want. You know, I made a comment on Facebook today about how there aren't very many places in the world, at least in the world I've inhabited, where you can do activism for a full work day. And that's basically what happened today. We got up, a lot of the activists around here got up out into the streets early this morning at 9 a.m., and this Rick Santorum guy was supposed to be here in town, scheduled for a campaign stop. And I guess what some people, one of the news analysts said about it was they thought this campaign stop was scheduled before the Iowa caucus because they had scheduled him for a very, very, you know, a room that only could hold about 100 people.
Hmm.
And there were a lot more than that that were there today.
Were they happy to see him, most of them?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
I did not interview them. My goal was to sing. I was there for the Shire Choir, and the Shire Choir had come out to the Romney event, which happened previously. And at the Romney event, it seemed like mostly media and like the hangers-on, like the politicians that were out there to endorse him, the friends of the politicians, a bunch of media, and the campaign staff, as well as counter-protesters.
Mm-hmm.
There didn't really seem to be that many, like, go Romney kind of fans there.
It doesn't seem like he elicits that kind of response, but it did. I did hear that there were a lot of people passing out Ron Paul literature on the way out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So in this case, the Santorum character, there were a lot more regular-looking folks there. Whether they were in support of him or not, I can't say for sure. I don't know. But I know that the night before, he was booed off the stage in Concord, New Hampshire.
Mm.
There's video footage of that happening. And
we don't get that enough.
Also, the interesting part about this, this booing, was that he was apparently speaking to, like, some college Republican group.
Okay.
And at one point during the speech, he brings up his homophobia and how he, you know, wants to crush the gays or whatever.
I'm homophobic.
I don't know exactly what he said.
I don't think he said that. Right.
They ended up having a conversation about marriage. He was kind of just talking back and forth with the crowd. And
what a bad idea.
The crowd. Well, I mean, you'd think it'd be a fine idea at the young Republicans meeting. You think this guy's going to go over well there. But apparently, no, it didn't. There must have been a bunch of Ron Paul supporters in the crowd because they started talking back to him as he was speaking. And his response was, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, was essentially, so you're saying that people should be able to just marry whoever it is they want? And you can hear the audience go, yeah.
Of course.
So,
yeah, this is one of the areas where the conservatives are hanging on, and it really is just destroying their cred into the future. Because, sad to say, fellas and gals, that, I'm not sad at all, but the world is changing, and this is going to be a reality in the future. You can make a fuss about it along the way, but all you're going to do is marginalize whatever group with which you identify. And speaking as a registered Republican, and I've been a Republican my whole life when I haven't been upset and been an independent, please stop. Stop allying yourself with the Republicans. Go, hang out with the moral majority crowd. Do whatever you want, but stop calling yourself Republicans or conservative.
I don't mind it. I mean, the faster they can dig themselves into a hole and communicate and show people how, rights violating and restrictive they are, and how they want to use the force of the state to control people's lives and and decisions that impact nobody else, then, you know, I'm all for that. Let's show the violence of the state.
And we are doing that very, very well here thus far in New Hampshire. Certainly, it is not the free state. There's a lot to be done. But one of the things we're pretty good at and experienced at is pushing the people calling themselves the state to the point where they have to either back down or show their violence. And so today, this Santorum guy, again, you know, laughed out of the room at Concord, and or booed, rather, out of the room at Concord, and just getting into a debate where he just looked bewildered. I mean, the look on his face was, what? You don't agree with me about hating on gays?
He probably got on one of his handlers afterwards. I thought you told me the demographic was like this or that.
It was one of those. It was actually one of those Bush moves. Remember the Bush video where he's trying to leave somewhere and he grabs for the door handle, but it's locked, and he's like, "What?" And he turns around, and he grabs another door, and that's locked, and he turns around, and he has to like go off in a different direction.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's like one of those classic Bushy videos from the last decade.
Like when he fell on the Segway.
Yeah, and in this case, he did the same thing. He was so flustered. He must have been so flustered that he turns and he walks the wrong direction to go. I mean, it could happen to anybody, but it just was kind of perfect that it happened in this instance because, you know, he was clearly flustered.
You don't get to see these politicians sort of up close and unhandled the way you do during the campaign, and it makes for a lot of sort of candid video about how these people are just people.
Right. Well, they have to interact with people during the campaign. Normally, if they get elected, then they can completely cloister themselves.
Yeah, completely insulated. It's so different.
You know, you're from D.C. I'm sure you've seen it a million times.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the mindset is completely different, you know, between an average Joe, someone like us, many listeners, I'm sure, and, you know, someone who seeks to land them this position of power in this office. You know, they spend hundreds of times more money for a particular office. You know, like, what is that? That right there shows you that they just want to have that control.
It's the market would not do that.
Right, exactly.
Everything's backwards when it comes to
there's
the
a reason they pay all the money in order to be in those positions, and it isn't because they want to help the world.
Right. Well, that's what Pete says. It's control, and there's money in it for them on the backside.
There's a lot of evidence of a lot of money.
So 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to tell your stories. I know that it's certainly 'tis the season for bird dogging politicians, and you know I don't really do it for political reasons. I do it for entertainment. It is, you know, I had a blast today, and I haven't even gotten to what actually occurred with this guy. Just kind of giving you a little bit of recap of what his reception's been like in New Hampshire thus far. It has been less than warm. And
yeah, I can't imagine Santorum pulling more than 15%. I would be, you know, I'm kind of expecting less than 10, but, you know, maybe 15, because, you know, he's the kind of guy that'll drag out. I don't think that there's 15% of the population that believes the kind of nonsense that he does, but I do think that some people will compromise their principles in order to vote for anybody but Romney.
Yeah, one thing that he and everybody else running for that office have in common, though, is their desire to control everybody else. And so I can't wait for the day when anybody who seeks that office, any office, gets booed.
Yeah, absolutely.
You think Ruff Hall wants to control everybody
else?
How does he want to control them?
He wants to be president.
Well, he wants to be president, sure, but that doesn't mean he wants to control. It means that it appears as though he wants to set people free in a myriad of ways.
So we can set people free through the ballot box? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that there have been lots of instances in history. I think the civil rights movement is a pretty good example, women's suffrage, where people have gotten a certain amount more freedom than they had previously. And
but how is that freedom restricted in the first place?
Through the political process,
right?
No
so
doubt.
Let's just get rid of that.
I didn't. That is not the conversation I was having. My conversation was: I mean, do you think that everybody who's going for this office wants to control everybody? And I don't think that you've made a case for
that. They may want to control people less, but they still want to control people.
I would agree with that.
All right, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. Ding ding ding! You can take control here of the airwaves. The airwaves, though. You can control the airwaves. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And more about what happened today with Santorum. There's a video that came out from today that maybe it'll go viral. I'm hoping so. Obviously, you can't make things go viral. Free Talk Live. Do you know that cigarettes will kill you? You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Oh, listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 180 two-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry. Sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact because the chat room is right there on the same page as the webcam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do those things. That's cam.freetalklive.com. It is completely free, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. They have a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. Once again, that's SACL, C-A-I.
So we've been talking about this Santorum visit that happened today, and it was very entertaining.
Glad you enjoyed going. Yes. Going and messing with people. No interest for me.
It was a blast.
It's a good it could be a good outreach opportunity too. I didn't make it this morning, but I had made it to one last week when we did it at, who was the other guy in town?
Romney.
Yeah, Romney was in town, and that was, I thought it would be a good outreach opportunity, and we had fun there, and we smiled, and people, you know, seemed to appreciate us somewhat, but it was mostly handlers and media there, and probably the lowest acceptance rate of outreach material I've had, you know, yet.
But. Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, people going to these things, a lot of them are going to be set in their ways, although some are open-minded, you know, some people are just going to see the looky-loos and want to see what somebody's politician's saying.
But a lot of people want to be able to get a picture with the president, and this is a great way to do it because, you know, one of these colostomy bags is going to be the president of the United States of America, yeah. And if you get a picture with every one of them that rolls through town, your chances are very high.
Well, there was actually a guy showing up there. Newt Gingrich was supposed to show up today. He ended up canceling his event.
Yeah.
I wonder why. So he canceled
why
his...
Why do you think it is?
I don't know. Could have been coincidence that we burned dog the other guy real bad, and he might have just said, screw this. I don't want to come to Keene. Yeah, okay. I hope it gets to the point where these guys are like, no, we're not going to Keene. No.
Awesome. It'd be great to see other towns follow suit.
Yeah. Well, there's already a restaurant that has banned politicians out on the seacoast. I'd like to talk about that here in a little bit. But 855-450-FREE is the number here if you'd like to comment. So, let's see. So, as I was saying, this Santorum guy has gotten a less than warm reception, got booed off the stage the other night, was arguing with the crowd about, you know, gay marriage. The crowd was saying, yeah, let people marry. Who cares? It was like, what? You want people to marry multiple people? And it didn't seem like the crowd was quite in line with that, which I was sad about. Like, hey, if somebody wants to marry multiple people, let them marry multiple people.
As far as I'm concerned, if consenting adults want to, you know, sleep in a pile, they can do that. I don't really care, and if they want to make a commitment of a lifetime to each other, then that's what they should do. As far as I'm concerned, a marriage is a contract between individuals. If they wish to make that contract with their God, I think that's fine, but making the contract with the state is a mistake, and frankly, the state has inserted itself so thoroughly in this contract area that you really can't be married without them.
So
it's very difficult.
Right, and like so many things that individuals who work for this parasitic organization base their policies on, it's based on racism itself. I mean, based in the miscegenation laws, you know, against black and white interracial marriages.
Yeah, right.
That's exactly what
it.
Marriage licenses have always been a tool of exclusion. Initially, they're an exclusion of blacks and whites marrying. Now they're an exclusion of you know, gay people choosing to contract with each other in whatever way they wish. It just doesn't, you know.
They're never honest about it, but it's true. I think there's a lot of hidden racism.
The drug
behind.
War, all sorts of things.
So this morning we get up about five or six of us, I think, six or seven of us got up. Headed out in the bright and early, going out to the library where this event was going to happen. It was already pretty packed. We managed to get parked and get out there before this guy showed up. He originally was.
You didn't walk?
Somebody was willing to drive, so we went that way. Anyway.
He's very walkable.
Yes, normally I will bike or walk, but we thought we were short on time because the time got moved up. When I woke up this morning, I heard that it was going to be 9:30, and then it was changed to 9:15, so we ended up having 15 minutes less than we thought, but of course he ended up being late, so it ended up being after 9:30 anyway. But all that said, all the media's there, just like they were for the Romney event, and they're all kind of clustered around outside, just waiting for their chance to get the shot. Unfortunately for them, most of them missed their opportunity because they brought him in the back door. We did end up finding out prior to one of our agents determined where he was going to be coming in, and we were there waiting for him when he came in with our song sheets ready. Actually, many of us have memorized most of the Shire Choir lyrics at this point, and so we were there waiting for him, and he gets this truck pulls up and just kind of sits there in the middle of the street. And Keene's not a big place. Most of the streets are two lanes. This is one of those. So you've got a truck sitting there idling in the middle of the street. Basically.
I really hate that.
Yeah.
The way politicians believe that they can just stop your day. Do you remember when George Bush came to town in Sarasota and they blocked off the entire... I mean, we were stuck on City Island for hours. We just couldn't leave. And I thought that was Al Gore,
but whatever.
Yeah, it's happened to me. I was stuck in Arlington National Cemetery for a couple hours when Bush came through there one time.
Too important.
Week. Yeah.
Too important. So you know, they were stopped for probably about a minute, and somebody was honking, and cars were backed up. But it was later on, when he was leaving, he went out the same way, and they parked this truck. It sat there for 10 minutes at least, if not 15, just sitting there in the middle of the road as people are having to go around and, you know.
Well, let me talk about this city island thing, because I don't feel like I've fully vented on this one. So Bush or Gore or whomever it was, we worked on a dead-end road, essentially, out in Sarasota on a peninsula. The only way off of this peninsula.
By water was, or that road.
Right. It was to get on a sailboat and sail across the bay to drive out through this. And there's a sheriff out there stopping people. Now, you know, this guy would have shot and killed me had I tried to go through there and said, screw that politician, I'm going home.
Right. He's extra special, don't you know?
Right. I mean, you know, this is exactly what would have happened.
You'd have been a domestic terrorist, too.
Absolutely.
Trying to run down the president.
Felon. And he wasn't doing anything.
Former murderer.
He wasn't there. He was just near. I mean, not even near.
He was the island.
Miles
somewhere.
Away.
Yeah.
And I no moving. No moving, citizen. You want to go to sleep? Go sleep in your office. Or go sleep in your cubicle. Underneath your desk. It's disgusting.
I have done that at the old radio station.
You worked overnights.
Yeah.
That's what your DJs do at
night. If I'd only known how many rats there were in that building.
Hey, can we back up a second? You said one of your agents figured out where dude was going to come in at. Like, I mean, maybe some folks listening may want to know, like, how we communicate or how folks around here, like.
Yeah, good point. So it was an Emmy, our Wednesday night co-host. She's a pretty resourceful lady. And she was inside the library, and she heard someone saying that he was going to come in the back door. And I kind of figured he would do that and go in the back door. Unfortunately,
seems like a backdoor man.
We did end up making that joke later on. And yeah, that was a good one.
Thanks.
I figured that there was a good possibility of that, and we have the ability. We've got two-way radios here that allow activists to contact one another instantly, so it's easy to split up and divvy up your efforts and then call somebody over if something's happening. But luckily, we were pretty confident about this. We all ended up over in the back way, and it worked out. More coming up. You can take control here at 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. If you'd like, bring up whatever you want. 1-855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
Pete.
And Mark.
And you can join us over at freetalklive.com. We have a mobile site for you. If you have a smartphone, go to m.freetalklive.com. M as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. And that's where you can get quick access to our live streams and podcast as well. Plus, you can find Free Talk Live on Stitcher, which we didn't know that was the case until they took us off Stitcher. Now we're back on Stitcher. So now I know we're on Stitcher, and now you know. So 855-450-FREE, you can get involved here.
One thing this presidential election has told us is you can't predict anything. It's been highly unpredictable. And another thing you can't predict is unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters. For my preparation, I recommend wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches that carry a 25-year shelf life. They come in a plastic tote, and you can stack them up in your garage for when you need them. You can get a free entree sample just by using promo code FTL at wisefoodstorage.com or calling 855-FOOD-WISE. Also, for a limited time, you can use that same coupon code to get no-cost shipping on any order. It's wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOOD-WISE.
All right, so we're continuing with a recount of today's entertainment on my part for going to this Santorum event that he had in Keene, New Hampshire this morning, where we bird-dogged him pretty well, but there were also other entertaining things that that happened that I think are worthy of explanation. There's just so much that becomes possible when you all you need is just a handful of dedicated people who are willing to get out there, take a little bit of risk, and be willing to have some fun and have video cameras around to document the whole thing. And that's one of the things that's so easy to do here in the Shire. Now, I mean, when you're around hundreds of activists across the state, it's pretty easy to get 5 to 10 of them to come out to pretty much anything.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, again, myself, my colleague Ademo, we've been crisscrossing the country, Motorhome Diaries, Liberty on Tour, and you know, we've been here in Key now a little while, and it's awesome. There's just so much going on. I just posted about that today. There's just so much going on. There's brand new sites and video content and outreach and diverse like tactics. It's really it's empowering. You know, it's really inspirational. And you know, just today after I posted that, our friend AJ, who was instrumental in founding Pittsburgh Cop Block, he said he's going to get out here after the 21st.
Really?
Yeah, sometime
like,
soon.
For good.
Yep.
Awesome.
So yeah, he's awesome, and he's out there as another good activist, Craig, and some other folks. But,
it's going to build. It's just going to keep building.
Yeah, self-reinforcing, compounding. It's awesome.
I know you mentioned the video. It was this year, or last year, rather, 2011, where the video really started to increase. It was coming out of Keene. For a little while, all we had was like one videographer here in town, and now there are a bunch of people with video cameras and their own YouTube channels, and they're all publishing, and you know, the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned. The more people we have with video cameras, the better. People are coming out. They're getting active. So this Santorum character shows up for a speech this morning, and he did not get a warm reception in Concord the other night, so it wasn't his visit to New Hampshire hasn't been going well thus far, and we wanted to ensure that it continued to go poorly for him. So we came out this morning with the intention of singing some Shire Choir carols, which, you know, that most people who are relatively peace-oriented and happy would really like the Shire Choir carols. Unfortunately, this man is not oriented toward peace nor happiness for anyone who's not a white Christian male. And so I mentioned his truck that was just kind of sitting idling in the middle of the street to let him out. It only took about a minute letting him out of the truck. But when they were waiting for him to get back, or to get back in the truck, that truck was there for a solid 10 minutes, maybe longer, maybe 15 at least. And so we're out there just being amazed by this, that, like, you know, these politicians, they're like royalty. They're getting treated completely differently than any of the rest of us.
We saw the same thing in Keene Central Square last week when Romney was in town. They had his two buses out there, one for his media and one for him and his crew. And
right,
I was
a humongous
thinking,
bus backing up traffic, taking up like most of the street.
The whole time he was there for like an hour or two. And I just thought, what if I had Marv and another vehicle parked there? They would be on us right away.
Absolutely. In fact, the cops were there running interference for the bus. They were working for it. In this case, the cops weren't around. So like the cops weren't helping them. They were just kind of directing traffic on their own. And so I figured, I'm going to call the police department and let them know that, you know, there's somebody blocking the road here. I mean, I'm not normally a snitch, right? Like, I don't like snitches. But in the case of a politician, I'll bend my rules. And so I called Keene police up because they're getting in people's way. I mean, they really are inconveniencing folks.
If you did it, it'd be a big deal.
So I said, hey, I called them up and I said, there's some three cars sitting here in, you know, on West Street, one of the main drags in town, and they're taking up the entire lane. Can you send someone out here? And they said, well, our officers are all on emergency calls right now. I said, there's some officers here in the building. Just send them over. Oh, well, we'll send someone over as soon as we can. And so that was really like, I knew they were not going to send anybody, right? So we stood around.
Seemed like they were making that clear to you.
We waited for another 5 minutes or so, and then one of the cops drives by. It's the same cop that pepper sprayed Derek J. So one of the cops drives by, doesn't have his emergency lights on, makes a right turn onto Main Street, and I'm like, I'm calling back. So I called up the police department
again.
Drives
down the wrong way on a one-way. Is that right?
No, it's not a one-way. This is a main drag, okay. And so he's going the other direction. He just drives right by these people just sitting parked in the you know, the middle of the street. So I called back, and I said, hey, I just saw Officer Mike Kopcha drive by, and he didn't have his flashers on. He didn't look like he was going to an emergency. Can you send him over here? And the dispatcher's response was essentially, well, we've determined the cars are fine right where they are, and no one else has complained. So, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now, what happens, Pete, when one person complains about what an activist is doing in Keene?
Right. Someone with a badge or some sort of zoning enforcement claimed authority comes by and
threats are issued.
Right. And
arrests are made in some cases.
They think they have the right to do that. Yeah.
Right. So apparently, according to this dispatcher, it's entirely fine to park three cars right out in front of the...
As long as you're a presidential candidate.
She didn't say that, but yes, that's obviously going to be the case. And I'm not going to experiment with this.
You have to be a top-tier presidential candidate. You couldn't just be that guy that the guy that always wears the Viking helmet in New Hampshire that runs. You can't be that guy.
Right, so and this isn't the kind of thing where I want to test this and like go and park in the road, because that would inconvenience people, and I don't want my activism to inconvenience, you know, the average person. Although today, certainly some people were upset by the fact that we were singing in the room that was right next door to Rick Santorum. Basically, the whole place was so crowded full of people. They had exceeded the fire limits, the fire code, and so the library actually ended up calling in the fire department to assess the situation. They come in there, they open up a side room, and they, you know, they bring a bunch of people into the side room, and everybody kind of standing around the door trying to hear this guy. They didn't have very good PA systems, so you couldn't hear really what he was saying in there, but people were in there standing and trying to hear what he was saying. And so, you know, some of those folks didn't really appreciate that we were singing, but too bad. We had a good time with it, and, you know, the guy's a warmonger, and he's a drug warrior, and so I really don't care. What can I do? I'm there to sing. I'm there to have a good time, and they didn't like it, so, you know, you're never going to make everybody happy doing something like this, especially the people that hate freedom. They are certainly not going to be happy about what you're doing. 855-450-FREE. Thomas is in Los Angeles. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Thomas.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just want to say that Santorum and Bachman, all those anti-gay people, they are on the wrong side of history. In 10 years, this is going to be done deal.
I'd have to agree.
Yeah, I mean, did you hear Washington? Their governor is putting in legislation. It's unclear if it's going to pass or not. Why?
What kind of legislation?
Why does government have anything to say about marriage?
Well, the answer to that question is racism, because back in the 1800s, marriage licenses were created to keep blacks and whites from marrying, basically. So that's the why.
Yeah, now they're doing it for gays.
This is true.
Same thing.
This is what happens when you centralize power.
Yeah, Thomas, I don't know if you had more thoughts. You're welcome to share them in a moment. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, more about the Shire Choir's appearance today at this event. Turned into a nice little YouTube video, because we've got him pretty good on a fairly popular internet meme. So we'll see how fast it spreads. More coming up here. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea. The Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you? I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping and, well, you're not the guy you used to be. I'd give anything to feel like you again. Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges, it's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life. More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone? You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts
and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there, and we give them to you for free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com, and you'll find links to Amazon there. When you enter Amazon through those links, Free Talk Live will get a portion of whatever it is you're purchasing. So it could be brand new items. It could be used. They do them both at Amazon. Just go and get your shopping taken care of. Shop.freetalklive.com. It helps Free Talk Live when you shop through that link. Again, shop.freetalklive.com. More coming up about the very successful bird dogging we did of one Rick Santorum today. Also, your calls are certainly welcome about whatever you want at 855-450-FREE as we continue with your thoughts. Thomas is with us in L.A. He'd called about gay marriage, talking about how these politicians are way behind the times. You know, they're basically dinosaurs thrashing in the tar pits at this point in their, you know, the throes of their own demise. But, you know, these things take time, so it'll probably be a little while before they completely go extinct. But go ahead with the remainder of your thoughts.
Yeah, and I just want to say their justification for a lot of this is from the Bible. They pick and choose what they want to believe in the Bible, and they ignore, like, I mean, the Bible says to stone your kids if they cuss at you. Like, no one advocates that.
Yeah, nobody says that one. You know, I mean, this is sort of the continuity of society, and if it wasn't Christianity or the Bible, it would be some other old book that people would hold on to, and they'd say that this is the old book, and these are the, I mean, it could be very well be Zeus. I mean, imagine the world today if we still, you know, some people were still clinging to the ideas of Zeus and Athena and all this other stuff. I mean, it seems so odd.
Yeah, it really does. And, like, you know, I like Ron Paul's position on this. You know, he's just like, I define marriage between a man and a woman, but I'm not going to impose my definition onto you. And don't impose your definition onto me. And I think that's the right way to do it.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah, that's right. Sensible position. Anyways, any other thoughts you want to share, Thomas?
No, that's all I have.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE.
It's amazing how difficult it is for folks to internalize good sense, isn't it? I mean, you know, we'll just let people live together. I mean, okay, so my definition of marriage doesn't fit your definition of marriage. I think I'll make your life miserable.
Yeah.
What?
Right. Alex is in Maryville, Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Alex.
Hi. I was just listening to a podcast from a couple of days ago, just catching up. And someone called about a friend of theirs that, you know, they both kind of disliked the government, but one of them was trumpeting about how great regulations were, government regulations. And it kind of hit upon something on someone I know, an attitude they have. The individual is sort of a, I would say, a dyed-in-the-wool socialist. but yet he is constantly posting links to police brutality videos, and that just confounds me in that I was like, this is the state doing this. You do realize this, right? The thing that you want to save us all, that's who is aggressing against these people. Why can you not wrap your head around that?
What does he say to that?
Basically just kind of a grumbling, you know, you're stupid, you support Ron Paul, you're a libertarian.
Well, usually I think it comes from the belief that, you know, even if you can point these things out, again, we can find areas of agreement with socialists on a number of different issues.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the reasons why I'm working with the Occupy movement. And, but my point there is, like, they may look at the police and they'll agree with you, yeah, this is terrible how the police are behaving, but if only they would put me in charge, then
exactly.
I would go ahead and really whip them in shape.
Yeah, sometimes what I find, Alex, that helps in conversations like this is being able to actually point to historical evidence and modern-day evidence about how maybe some of the concerns of your friend could be better dealt with through voluntary solutions.
Yeah, he's past the point of listening to any and I wouldn't say even say he's my friend, he's a coworker, but he's past the point of listening to any sort of reasoning outside of his own. I know that it's stupid for me to even try and.
Well, that's a time when it's time to move on and find a new prospect and talk to other people about the ideas of liberty. Anything else you want to share tonight, Alex?
That's about it, I guess, guys.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Bud, listening in Colorado. Bud, you're on Free Talk Live, and you are an XM satellite radio listener.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, Bud. You're not listening live to XM tonight, are you?
No, I usually do. I'm listening on the interwebs.
Okay, cool. Because we don't start on XM till 10 p.m. Eastern, so that would explain why you aren't listening to XM right now. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
I can't travel time.
Okay. If you could, that would be pretty awesome. But what's on your mind?
Well, I agree with a lot of what y'all are saying. I mean, I dig the Constitution. I dig guns. I'm a patriot. But, you know, I just think this Ron Paul thing, I read this article about y'all called Guns, Drugs, and Madness in the Ron Paul Revolution. I mean, and this guy speaks the truth. I've read it before. I always read his stuff. And he says bad things about you, and I tend to agree. I mean, it sounds like you guys are the spiritual stepchildren of the radicals of the 60s, and you're communists. And the drugs and the slam dancing, I don't get it.
This is the one that you're in, right, Pete, this article? Have you seen this thing?
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it a couple of days ago when it came out, and I don't know. Honestly, I'm the guy who's mentioned, like, I don't know, near the end.
You're dissed pretty thoroughly in this, in this article.
Pete is the kind
of guy. Talk Live cannot get any love, right?
Pete.
I mean, here we are, a nationally syndicated radio program
Mark.
On 100 stations, and we can't even get a mention of this.
Free King didn't get a mention
article.
Either. Come on, an article about activism in New Hampshire and Free King didn't get a mention.
Right.
But anyway, you know, Pete's the kind of guy you are going to see in a mosh pit, but he's also the kind of guy who's going to help you up after you get
Yeah, I mean, just to speak, I had thought about, on my to-do list, I have a make a response to this, whether it's a text or a video, but I mean, there's a lot of misinformation here, and what I told my friends, what I said is it's the guy is conflating a lot of disparate points of information. So he has an agenda he set out with, maybe not, but he arrived at a conclusion with the story based on different points of information, and he made a story out of that and wove it into something that isn't there. I mean, to say that there's communists up here, I mean,
Some communists in New Hampshire.
Right, but I can't
not
say that
our
I,
movement.
Yeah, I don't associate. I mean, I'm sure I have friends that might have affinity with that, but I don't go around and allocate my time to advancing that or whatever. And
I don't know of any communes.
Yeah, right.
I mean, but he says that y'all are using drugs and guns and weed and movies and pot.
Yeah, buddy.
Get kids to leave their families and join this communist revolution and rump. I mean, the guy
you
who
are
wrote
a crank
this,
caller.
The guy who wrote this is worked for Ollie North. He's a true patriot.
Yeah,
Bert.
That's right. I couldn't tell whether he's coming from the left or the right when I read it.
Yeah, every paragraph I read, I was like, where's this guy going with this story? I was amused by it.
Couldn't write a better foil article for us to just make fun of. I mean, you know, he goes on and on and on about marijuana. He doesn't talk about the United States culture's immersion in alcohol and, you know, what kind of problems that creates. He's just like, weed and pot and people smoking
it. My God, it's anarchy.
It was hilarious.
And it says there's rap music. I mean, rap's the devil's music, I gotta say.
You are silly.
Well, I think the devil may have bad taste.
Right, summer app is pretty good, but
yeah, I agree with
there's
that.
A little bit, you know, yeah. But I like the old school.
We'll figure.
But he worked for Ollie North. He's a true patriot, sir.
Well, I mean, didn't Ollie North have something to do with giving drugs to the Sandinista, getting drugs?
Oh, he did guns? Not give drugs, guns, and violence. He's a peace-loving American fighter.
That's right. It's got the uniform.
I mean, some people say that a patriot is the last refuge of a scoundrel. I think that was Mark Twain.
Patriotism, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
This got republished on about 400 other conservative blogs.
Isn't that
so,
great?
You know, it's
I
good.
Love it.
It's got to be good.
You know, well, it is. It's good
it
publicity.
Yeah, it drives
us.
More eyes on the content that's being made up here.
It's
right.
So bad.
He linked to so many videos, too, which
yeah.
is really great.
Thank you. Appreciate
and,
it.
So, yeah, I mean.
I almost think it's a, thought it was a spoof initially. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. I think it's
you
great.
Thought it was the Onion or something?
I just thought it was somebody attempting to do essentially what you've done here, and you know, like, you know,
like
make the very best article that you know one could use as a foil to forward these ideas.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I wish that he'd linked my website instead of my video. It would have improved my SEO rankings. Oops, what? I'm sorry.
Oh, is this Michael? Is this Michael Dean?
Well, you guys said you were going to talk about it last night, and you never did, so I just said it again.
This is such a long piece. But this is Michael Dean from Guns and Weed, and they were talking about your video in there, and they linked to your promo, and folks should go and see Guns and Weed, especially if they're gun people or weed people, and they need help with the other issue.
Right.
Great movie.
Or if you have, like, relatives that are, you know, pot-smoking lefties that hate guns, or your grandpa right. from the NRA who hates weed.
That's what I said, in other yep, words. Right. Nice job, Michael. Thank you.
Michael, W. Dean, before you go, what's the name of that series that you have, Emotional Self-Defense?
Oh, User's Manual for the Human Experience. We're starting to put the audiobook up on Freedom Fiends now.
It's awesome. I've listened to it all the way through at least two times.
Cool, man.
I love this article this guy wrote. I sent it to my sister who, you know, grew up in the 60s and liked Timothy Leary, and I wrote her and I just said, the Republicans think your little brother is part of the spiritual offspring of the people that used to scare the Republicans.
Is ready to take on the new year. Get your car battery tested today at AutoZone for free to see how strong it is. And if you need a new one, only AutoZone has proven tough Duralast batteries with patented technologies, so they're dependable even in the harshest conditions. Don't get stranded. Get to AutoZone today for your free battery test or a new Duralast battery. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.